Bible study. Is it biblical to join fraternities and sororities? Greek letters, symbols, and pledges. A biblical examination. Introduction. Fraternities and sororities are often presented as harmless social organizations centered on leadership, service, and lifelong bonds. However, when examined through scripture and early church principles, many of their symbols, names, and pledges reveal foundations rooted in pagan worship, secrecy, and spiritual allegiance that directly conflict with biblical Christianity. This study is written from a biblical perspective, grounded in the Word of God, and focuses on holiness, separation, and spiritual discernment. The spiritual weight of Greek letters. In Scripture, names and titles carry authority, identity, and ownership. God repeatedly warns His people not to take upon themselves the names, symbols, or practices of false gods. Exodus chapter 23, verse 13, NKJV. Make no mention of the name of other gods, nor let it be heard from your mouth. Greek letters used by fraternities and sororities are not spiritually neutral. In ancient Greek culture, letters were often tied to philosophy, mysticism, numeric meaning, and pagan deities. Alpha, the cultural meaning, A, the first letter of the Greek alphabet. It represents origin, primacy, leadership. It's often associated with supreme authority, frequently linked to Zeus in Greek thought. Biblical conflict. Jesus Christ already declared exclusive ownership of this title. Revelation, chapter 1, verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, right? The Almighty. When individuals or organizations adopt the title Alpha as an identity apart from Christ, they symbolically compete with a title that belongs only to Jesus. Omega, the cultural meaning, last letter of the Greek alphabet, symbolizes completion, destiny, final authority, biblical conflict. Revelation chapter 22, verse 13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Separating Alpha and Omega from Christ and assigning them to human organizations is a misappropriation of divine titles. Kappa, the cultural meaning, K. Historically associated with initiation and inner knowledge, connected to secrecy and restricted access. Biblical conflict. John chapter 18, verse 20. I spoke openly to the world. I said nothing in secret. God does not operate through secret initiations. The gospel is revealed openly and publicly, while secrecy is consistently associated with deception. Common symbols and their meanings. Torch, meaning enlightenment, hidden knowledge, transmission of power. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Light without Christ is false illumination. Owl, Athena. Meaning wisdom apart from God, strategy, war knowledge. James chapter 3, verse 15. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. Serpent, meaning hidden knowledge, transformation, power. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field. God never rehabilitated the serpent symbol. He judged it. Keys, meaning authority, access, control. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Keys belong to Christ and his church, not secret societies, pledges and oaths. While exact wording varies by chapter, fraternity and sorority pledges commonly include sworn lifelong loyalty, promises of secrecy, penalties for disclosure, submission to organizational authority, biblical warning. Matthew chapter 5, verse 34. But I say to you, do not swear at all. James chapter 5, verse 12. Above all, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth. Any oath that cannot be repeated in the light is not from God. Spiritual consequences. Scripture teaches that spiritual doors open through disobedience, not intention. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 21. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. Many former members report spiritual oppression, confusion, prayerlessness, and emotional heaviness, symptoms consistent with unsanctioned spiritual covenants. The apostolic call to separation, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins. Apostolic Pentecostal doctrine does not flirt with darkness. Holiness is obedience, not extremism. Conclusion. Greek letters are not harmless. Symbols are not silent. Oaths are not temporary. Joshua 24:15. Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Jesus Christ does not share his titles, his authority, or his glory. Our allegiance belongs to him alone. Holiness is not legalism. Separation is not bondage. Obedience is freedom.